It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5 The Pig. Good morning, Mr. Anthony Escobar.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Scouting is fun. I'm here to share.
That's what I wait for every time. Is that scouting is fun.
That's right.
I love it, because it is.
It is fun. We got winter
Christmas
camp.
Christmas time. Winter camp's coming up.
Winter camp. Let me tell you about winter camp. 483 scouts, boys and girls, December 27 to December 31. S'mores, campfires, merit badges, polar bear badge, tents. Jeff, tents for you. We'll have a special tent for you. And winter camp is a lot of fun.
With
camp,
a fire,
rest, and hunt.
Fireplace, central heat and air, and direct
He'll be
TV.
Ready for his polar bear.
Yeah, direct TV, please.
But I imagine you have a. I imagine the kids will have a lot of fun at winter camp because, I mean, I know they're not as bad as adults, but A, you don't have to worry about insects. You don't have to worry about sweating. But you do get to have campfires and, as you said, s'mores.
Lots of s'mores.
Hot dog cookouts and all that good stuff. Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. What is great about winter camp is this is our 26th annual winter camp, and we've got scouts from all around our 10-county area, but we also have scouts coming around from the four states area.
You said out of the, there's boys and girls, how many,
483 so far.
That's probably going to 500.
Yeah. Wow.
It'll get to 500.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get to 500.
Yeah, it will.
And so it's going on the 27th?
27th.
Through the 31st.
We got staff training on the 26th. Mm-hmm. We start the 27th. Mm-hmm. We'll have some scouts, some troops who are rolling in from out of state will come in on the 26th, mm-hmm. so they can get a good fresh start early right. morning on the 27th. And we go all the way through the 31st. It is fun. It is fun. It is a sight to see. We never know what Mother Nature is going to do. A couple of years ago, we were in shorts and T-shirts. Last year, we were bundled up. Mother Nature, bring it. We're scouts. We're ready.
Yeah, the good thing is they'll have their Christmas and everything, and then after Christmas they'll have something fun to do. Because that week between Christmas and New Year's
going
is kind
back
of a,
to school, yeah.
It's kind of a dead week. You know, you're kind of like, okay, Christmas is over. now they got something fun to do.
You know, if you've never been to, if you're a scout, you've never been to winter camp, you are in for a treat. If you've been to winter camp 3-4 times already, you're 17 years old, like, oh, winter camp again. That's when it's time to come on staff.
There you go.
We have a lot of young people who are on our junior staff, and they bring a lot of energy and excitement to it, so it's fun.
It's 103.9 and 98.5 The Pig. Got Anthony Escobar with us because scouting is...
Scouting is fun! Woo!
Local scouting director, and talking about the big winter camp that's coming up at
We've got
Preston,
such a,
huh?
a great facility out there at Preston. Tell everybody a little bit about Preston, because it's more than just a Boy Scout camp.
And you said it was 200 and how many acres?
263 acres. Now, picture this. If you've never been to Preston Hunt, you're driving around Texarkana, you're doing your shopping, you're eating at a restaurant.
This is barely outside
and
the city limits.
15 minutes away, you're in the woods. You've got a lake. You've got beautiful trees. You've got up and down rolling hills. 263 acres of camp. It's a beautiful place. There is not a scout alive who doesn't want to go camping and fishing and make s'mores around a campfire. And you come to Preston Hunt and you can do all those things. We have activities scheduled at Preston Hunt year-round. Preston Hunt is always hopping. Every weekend there is something going on. If it's not scout-related, there's a wedding, a reception, a reunion, a something. We've got the United Way coming out for their board retreat. We've got church
and
camp.
So, and folks could always reach out to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on, bring it. You got a party. You want to come just walk the trails. You just want to come. Company camp. Just come have fun. We invite
people. Or I'm sorry, we call those retreats.
Retreats. More solemn that way. That's what you tell the board. It's a retreat.
Yeah, y'all going camping? No, we're going retreating.
I call it a mess hall, but you got a great facility there where you feed.
Oh, that dining hall is beautiful. And for winter camp, we've got Chef Ross Morrill and his staff. And wow, can they cook up a meal? It's not your typical hot dog, chip, and a glass of water. This is going to be a meal. This is going to be fun. I'm going to come hungry.
So what are some of the other events that are going to go on with winter camp?
You said that they're going to be able to get some merit badges and maybe a polar bear.
We have a full slate of merit badge classes, It's a lot of fun, plus a lot of other activities, first aid, CPR, wilderness survival, a lot of ancillary activities. We have lots of activities for the adults as well. You're adult leaders. You're there hanging out at camp while your kids are, while your scouts are earning merit badges. You want to do something fun too. So we have a lot of fun things for the adults as well. Plus, we have our midnight winter wars. We have lots of evening activities.
Midnight winter wars.
What happens at the midnight winter war?
Think of midnight. Think of 483 scouts running around camp. Think of scavenger hunt and lots of hot chocolate.
In the dark.
In the dark. Well, it would be dark at midnight. Sounds like fun.
Sasquatch is roaming around somewhere, I'm told.
Yeah, he's out.
No, it is. It's going to be a bunch of fun. They can get more information. Where can they look this up online, Anthony?
Go to CattoBSA.org for anything about our local scouting movement, Caddo Area Council, CattoBSA.org.
CattoBSA.org.
Yes, sir.
So CattoBSA.org, and you can get information not only on winter camp, but the different facilities and activities with scouting throughout the year.
Yeah, yes, sir. Now, you got something going on, it seems like, just every few months.
Every day.
Before you go anywhere, JW has been on a roll lately with my little games. So we've got a game to play.
All right, let's go.
We'll find out if these two gentlemen, which is smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, my goodness.
103.9, 98.5, The Pig, mypigradio.com, the podcast. You can always go back and hold this over these guys' heads.
I disavow all knowledge of this at this moment.
That's right.
Anthony and JW, are you guys ready for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
We are as ready as we're going to be.
All right, Anthony.
Yes, this, sir.
The following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum here in the U.S. You answer 4 out of 5 correctly. That keeps you in the fifth grade.
Okay.
Anything less, we're talking summer school.
Well, yeah.
You know, something. All right. So here we go, gentlemen. First question. Who is credited with inventing the first economical steam engine? Eli Whitney, James Watt, or Thomas Edison?
Can I get my smartphone for a second?
Time to phone a friend. Yeah. I'm just going to guess and say Whitney.
I concur.
James Watt. Okay. Hold on. Let me write this down. Let me write this down. X. Okay.
This is what I get for looking off your paper.
I know.
Don't look at mine. All right, here's number two. Which of the following is the smallest? A, an electron. B, an atom. Or C, a molecule?
An atom.
You're going to go with atom?
I'm going with him.
It's an electron. We're already in summer school, gentlemen.
Okay. All
right, number three.
See, I prayed for an easy day, and these are hard questions.
For a fifth grader, yes.
Well, they get to study. All
right. Who wrote the world famous book?
World famous.
Who wrote the world famous book, A Christmas Carol? Was it Walt Whitman, Charles Dickens, or William Shakespeare?
Charles Dickens.
I agree.
Okay, you guessed.
That's one I was absolutely sure of.
and you're both correct.
Dang.
As of 2019, world population is closest to which number? The whole world population is closest to A, 5 billion, B, 8 billion, or C, 10 billion peoples.
10 billion peoples.
I'm going for the middle one.
It is the middle one.
Oh.
Anthony.
I just want more scouts.
We're going to have to work on...
He wants more scouts.
We're going to have to start a merit badge program out there.
Final question?
Final question.
Okay. Oh, I'm behind.
Who was the Greek physician known as the father of medicine? Aristotle, Plato, or Hippocrates?
Hippocrates.
That's correct.
He's got to know.
That's
that one.
The Hippocratic Oath. That's where that came from. Anthony, thanks for coming up here.
We did okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You guys are smarter than...
I'll see you in summer school.
You're as smart as the average fourth grader.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm
proud
smart. Of you.
I feel smart.
That's right. I'll get you a ribbon.
But meanwhile, I'm sitting here still waiting for my chili dog.
Where's the chili dog?
And
I don't want any pig lips.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of pig lips. Man, look, they're like pig. Look at here. Look inside there. It's like a pig heart. That's not.
It's interesting.
But you know what? We raised $1,000 for Water Springs Ranch doing that.
That's great.
I'd do it again.
Outstanding.
for a lot more money next time, but we would do it again.
So, you bring that to winter camp, we'll get a collection going. You can do that at Winter Wars.
Okay, well, maybe the next weird thing that you decide to eat, we can get the donations for the scout.
That's okay.
How about
I didn't decide to eat that. I swear, now I got it on my hands. Just
how about you
the
come
gym.
Sleep in a tent at winter camp? We'll raise money with you sleeping in a tent.
Inside a cabin next to a fireplace. I got you. I'm right there with you, Anthony. I get it.
Well, have a good winter camp.
Yeah, no
thank
kidding.
You, thank
and,
you.
And we are. We're going to do our best to get out there and at least
yes,
get
sir.
Some video.
That'd
and
be
hang
wonderful.
Out and see
wonderful.
What all that's about a
yes,
little bit.
Sir. Yeah, maybe
bit
during the week.
Come have a meal with us. Come have lunch with us. You'll enjoy
hey,
it.
Okay. Now we were invited for food, JW.
Yeah, anytime we can do video.
Man. All right, Anthony. You have a good day.
We always need people washing dishes, so come on out.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.